Academic Aesthetic Number 61, May 25th, 2006. All right, welcome to another edition of the Academic Aesthetic. I am, as always, your host, Aaron, the Art Guy Smith. And this is a work cast, not because I'm podcasting from work, but because I'm working while I'm podcasting. Today starts my inventory, something that I've been dreading for quite some time now, because while my budget isn't exactly the best in the world, I've got a lot of supplies, and that's what I have to go through right now. Frankly, right now I'm surrounded by garbage. No, seriously, I am. You see, what I often do to help stretch my budget, and what most teachers do to stretch their budget, is I rely on the donations from parents, where last year I sent home a letter, and I asked for certain items, like cardboard tubes and empty drink containers and stuff like that. Those can be recycled for wonderful art lessons, and they're things that after you show teachers how to do, my classroom teachers could repeat the same lessons with their kids the next year, and they wouldn't have to worry about budget either, because they could ask for the same supplies from their parents, and that would work. Well, the only problem with that is, and you wouldn't think this is a problem, but parents are very generous. So I sent home one letter last year, and I'm still getting stuff this year. I have a whole lot of it, and I would say maybe about 25% of everything in this storage room I'm in right now was donated by parents. And I'm not really trying to complain about it. You know, I'm happy that I have this to rely on, but it does take a while to go through. And so, frankly, while I'm talking, you're probably going to hear some background noise of things being shuffled around. That's because I am organizing everything, deciding what's good enough to keep, what I should probably just get rid of because it's just a little too ratty or got damaged somehow. And that'll help make space for all the other things I've got. And once I'm done with that, I'll start counting all the copious amounts of paintbrushes and stuff that I've got. Ooh. Maps. Someone donated maps. I saw a really cool project I could do with these. I'll add them over to my maps pile. Yes, I actually have a pile of maps. They were donated last year. They're all topographical maps with these huge poster-like maps. I've used them before. You can cut them up into squares for origami, or you could do a painting lesson on top of them of a landscape that sort of fades into the map in the background. So it looks like, well, here's a map of the place, and here's the picture of the place, although that's more of an upper-level project. I wouldn't do those with younger kids so much. Oh, but I'm rambling on, aren't I? I did have a topic I wanted to discuss for this particular podcast. Now, once again, I went to another Discovery Educator Network event. Yes, I know, I keep going to those, and they're fun. You know, it's free to join, why don't you? I don't want this podcast to be all about Discovery Educator Network. I think there's a lot more out there besides that. But if I'm encountering a lot of cool things from there, you'll forgive me if I'm going to talk about it. A deflated happy birthday balloon. I could probably use the foil. I'll put that on the maybe pile. Okay, but in any case, I went to one, I think it was this past weekend, where it was going to be some training going on in the morning on podcasting and blogging, and I was going to go along even though I know about podcasting and blogging already, so I could either give my 2 cents worth or learn something new. I mean, you'd be surprised how easily you can learn something new even when you think you're an expert on the topic. And I don't think I'm an expert on this topic. I know more than others, but not as much as some. Well, the canceling was unfortunately canceled. Yeah, canceling was canceled, right. You're going to hear just how much I ramble on this because I don't think I'm going to take the time to edit this. I don't have time to. But the training was canceled because of schedule conflicts. There are a lot of people who wanted to come, but they couldn't make it that Saturday morning or something like that. I was free, but oh, well, there weren't enough of us to really warrant it. So they postponed that. They're going to reschedule that for later on, I think next month. I have to double-check my schedule. But the afternoon activity was going to a baseball game. It was the Nationals versus the Orioles. And since the Orioles are a Baltimore team, a lot of people in Maryland wanted to come along. I was one of them. I'm not really, really into baseball, but my wife was, and she was allowed to tag along too, so we had a good time. Well, we all got together outside the main entrance because pretty much that's how we were going to all get our tickets. Yes, Den footed the bill for the Orioles versus Nationals tickets. That was kind of cool. And I got to talk with a few of the members that I hadn't seen in a while, some I had seen recently. And one of them I got to meet, and I'm hoping I've got her name right, I think it was Joy Wolf. And she is a fourth grade teacher who teaches gifted kids, talented and gifted kids. That's really cool that she's in that program. And she was asking me about blogging. Right now, her kids are using a message board they have set up. It's a closed system, so, you know, it protects from online predators and stuff, but it gets them used to using the technology. That's a good thing. And she was asking about blogging and what blogs might be able to do that message boards couldn't, because she saw them as sort of filling the same needs. And in many cases, I would say she's dead on. I had actually struggled with an answer for her, because they both give you a way of expressing yourself. They both are a way of interacting between your classmates and other people. You can post a question and get answers. You know, you can do all kinds of stuff with them. The answer I finally came up with is the answer why I'm not just posting repeatedly on the Den message board. It's because when you have a blog, you have a greater sense of ownership. If it's a message board, the person who has a sense of ownership is the person who manages that. If they're a moderator or if they're the person who set the whole thing up from begin with, they have a sense of ownership for that. It's theirs. People can post that, and they might have a sense of ownership for their own posts or their own threads in that message board. But that's kind of limited. On the other hand, if you have a blog, that's your blog. You pick the template of what it's going to look like. You pick what's going to be on there. Now, if you're a student, you might have to do a particular assignment and blog for that. But who says you're going to be limited to just that? You can post other things too. And I really like that sense of empowerment you can give students when you give them a blog. When I told my art club kids that I would allow them to continue to use their blogs over the summer, they were really happy. Now, not all of them are into blogging, and I'm not really going to force the issue because art club was supposed to be a fun event. Not really supposed to be work. So, you know, oh well, not going to force the issue. But the ones that are into it are really into it. Some of them are signing up to edit their blogs last week two or three times, which was kind of neat. Okay. Let's see. How am I on time? I've been rambling on for 8.5 minutes now. And that's more or less what I had to say. I gotta get back to this inventory. Ooh, crayons. Oh, put that aside. I'm going to wrap this up now so I can tell my computer to start processing this into an MP3 file. And if you like these kind of podcasts or you don't like these kind of podcasts, you know, be free to drop me a line. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could leave a message as a comment in my show notes, which, of course, you can find at academicaesthetic.com. And my goodness, this is actually, I only want to do this once a month, but I don't think I've done this yet this month. If you haven't voted for my show at podcastdaily.com, I would greatly appreciate the vote. All you got to do is, if you go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, there's a big button near the top that says vote. If you click on that, it'll ask for an email address. You could throw a junker email address in there if you wanted to, but something you can actually check physically. I haven't gotten any spam from them, and I use my main email address for that, so I personally wouldn't worry about that. But if you do that, they'll send you a verification link. You click on that, That's their way of making sure that you're not voting for the same podcast like 50 times. And, you know, that'll help me get more listeners, and I think that'd be cool. And I'd really appreciate that. Well, until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.